Every day that passes, it grows increasingly hilarious that the Kareem Hunt was available to any of the 32 teams, and instead they allowed him to go to the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs, a team and offense he was already familiar with. He could have signed with anybody. You know how many teams could have used a player like Kareem Hunt and what he has given to the Chiefs, and he was just on the street available? This does hurt the argument for anybody to be like, no team wants him. How good could he be?
That's true.
I don't know.
That's fair.
Pretty good, it turns out.
I think in the Chiefs' case, also, this is another one where it's like, hey, the team he's going to definitely matters in this. Would he be doing this if he was in Buffalo? Or Buffalo's a bad example. I don't know. You have my Dallas. Point. Like, Dallas. I don't know.
I don't know.
He'd be getting a workload. I don't know if he'd be doing this.
He wasn't this good last year, but he was hurt, it turns out.
There's something to be said still about Andy Reid and scheme and the way they're able to scheme it up. But you're right. Kareem Hunt has been sensational. Last three games, 249 on the ground and three touchdowns. I mean, those are big time. I haven't looked up what Derrick Henry's done the last 3 weeks, but my guess is that's like top five running back stuff the last 3 weeks in the NFL. To have three touchdowns, 249, maybe just outside the top five. I think Derrick Henry's probably had better 3 week numbers right now, but not many others in the league have been better than that the last 3 weeks. He had 78 yards and two touchdowns. Yesterday, they rushed for 184. You have to go back to that Jets game week four. We were hosting our party with Vinny, by the way, when they ran for 204 against the Jets. The last time the Chiefs had that kind of success. Now, Patrick Mahomes also actually contributed, 40-something yards to that rush total yesterday. It was just a sensational effort, but that's part of the formula of how they're going to have to win going forward. And thank goodness they had Kareem Hunt, Cody. Because of the injuries, there is a case to be made. Injuries are a hell of a thing. That outside of Travis Kelce right now, as they are currently constructed, Kareem Hunt might be their second-best offensive weapon. Hell, he might be their best right this second.
Somebody pointing out, he did have three blocks himself on a Patrick Mahomes run. So it's like he's doing all the little stuff, too. I just can't believe he was available. He is their second-best offensive weapon outside. I'd still give it to Travis Kelce as number one. But outside of that, or I guess Noah Gray, no, it's Kareem Hunt. It's obviously Kareem Hunt. I just didn't realize he had this kind of juice left. What this tells us is that sometimes we talk circumstance like it's just quarterback. Like that's the only place in which the things around you make a difference. I pointed this out with James White a couple of weeks ago because I thought it was valid. Some guys will do, like Mecole Hardman will never be as good of a player here or anywhere else as he is here. Kareem Hunt might be falling into that trap where here is where he's at his best. But the truth is, it's not just like they're scheming him up and it's working. Man's running hard.
Mm-hmm.
He's breaking tackles. He's hitting the hole. He has been their most talented running back here for a while. I don't know what the hell they're going to do when and if Pacheco comes back and they've got to like go a true two-back system. But this doesn't seem like a bad problem to have.
Well, I think it's a great thing when Pacheco comes back because much like we've discussed with other additions, you know, to this team that have injury history or they're just older, you know, can Kareem Hunt do this for another 15 games or, you know, 14 games or whatever? I don't know if he can, just in terms of his body and staying fresh. Like, is he going to be worn out before the playoffs? So I actually think, yeah, it's imperative that when the time comes, we assume Pacheco will be back. When that time comes, neither one of them probably is capable of carrying the workload at this point. He's coming back of an injury. Kareem Hunt, to me, there's still going to be some concern about him wearing out. So, no, it should be a split when the two are back. I mean, they'll need it. It'll need it to be that, to keep both fresh come playoff time. It's so different in Kansas City than everywhere else. Everywhere else is like, hey, we got to go full steam ahead. They just got to get to the playoffs. Here, that's not the concern. That's not the conversation. It's about making sure they're ready to go in the postseason. So I think they approach it specifically at this running back spot differently than another team would. Another team would be like, oh, we'll just keep feeding Kareem Hunt the ball 25 times a game. We don't care. I think the Chiefs are smart enough to recognize that when Pacheco is back, they can't do that. Hell, the last drive or two against San Francisco, you probably noticed, they gave the ball to Kareem Hunt, but Carson Steele, P. Ryan was in that game. Hell, if Clyde Edwards-Helaire was available, they would have given the ball to him. Like they were making sure that they didn't wear him out too much, even down the stretch. Fresh legs.
Once the game was in hand, they were like, okay, we're done running Kareem. What stood out the most probably is he is better, and this includes Pacheco. Since Kareem Hunt left, no running back in between Kareem Hunt and Kareem Hunt is what I'm saying, is better at finding the end zone. It's an underrated skill, man. The guy's good down there. He's got a nose for it. He finds it. He's good at finding the small creases that exist inside of the 4-yard line, 5-yard line where those little, it's not old tough earned yards. You can't just run into the back of someone and hope to plow your way into the end zone. You have to find little tiny creases to sliver your body through in order to get those 6 inches to put yourself into the end zone. That's what he does so well. The other runs are great too. I'm not saying, obviously, he's been a tremendous running back for them in the 2 weeks since he's returned, especially because you would think that they'd be inching closer back to the line of scrimmage just because who the hell is left to throw to? But even considering that, it doesn't matter. Kareem Hunt, I feel like he's running like he wants to prove to the Chiefs he's sorry or something. Like, he's running like, I'm sorry about all that time I wasn't here, and I'm going to earn your respect back every single time I touch the football from now until I'm done playing for you.
Yeah, I mean, there might be some truth to that. You know, I think the other part with to that point, Cody, is that, you know, maybe it's not so much like to show I'm sorry, but also like, hey, I'm going to make the most of this opportunity because I know what happened when I lost that.
I blew it.
You know, like, I think it's probably a combination of the two, where it's like, I know that I could have been part of all these championship teams, but I screwed up. And now I'm not going to let, you know, I'm not going to screw up again. I'm going to make sure that I make the most out of this maybe last opportunity that I'm going to ever have. And that's what he's doing. And
7 yards a game, a touchdown a game. It's impressive. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what production you were expecting out of Kareem Hunt. It wasn't this.
No, hell no. Absolutely
it
not.
It wasn't. Look, no. This is what's always so crazy about Andy Reid and running backs is Carson Steele would still be the starter probably for this team if he held on to the football. Isn't that wild? Like, I'm not even kidding. If Carson Steele just never fumbled the football, he might have 70 yards a game and a touchdown a game. I don't know.
Yeah.
He obviously doesn't go down without a fight, and he was definitively the starter when Kareem first made it back onto the team, and that's how Andy treats it. Maybe it would have been a 50-50 share.
If Kareem
but
Hunt
it wouldn't have been
100%
of the time Kareem Hunt, but then Carson couldn't hold on the ball, and Kareem's been great.
And I wonder if, you know, if Kareem Hunt was running this successfully in limited carries, if they would just continue to give him more and more, and we would have seen him overtake the job anyway. I don't know. But it definitely made it easy, and there was no doubt by the time they were done with that Chargers game who the number one running back for this football team was, or is, and that's Kareem Hunt. And then hopefully Pacheco is available late November or something. I can't remember where we added in the progress of that timeline. It's been how many weeks now? He got hurt in the last home game.
Week two.
Right?
Week two, yeah.
So, second to last home game, I guess.
Week three?
Yeah, week two. So anyway.
It was against the Bengals, so it was week two.
There you go. I figured you would remember that one.